Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we explored strategies for reducing expenses to improve cash flow. From property tax appeals and insurance optimization to maintenance cost reduction and capital expenditure planning. Today, we're examining the other side of the cash flow equation, increasing rental income. Specifically, we're focusing on how to increase rents without losing good tenants. Rent increases are a normal and necessary part of rental property ownership. Property taxes, insurance costs, and maintenance expenses often increase over time, and market rents may rise depending on local market conditions. To maintain profitability and keep pace with these rising costs, rental income must increase as well. However, many landlords struggle with rent increases because they fear losing tenants. Tenant turnover is expensive. Vacancy loss, cleaning and repairs, marketing costs, and the time required to find and screen new tenants can easily cost 1 to 2 months of rent or more. Losing a good tenant to avoid a modest rent increase often costs far more than the increase would have generated. The key is implementing rent increases strategically, in amounts and at intervals that reflect market conditions while maintaining positive tenant relationships. Understanding when and how to raise rents, how to communicate increases effectively, and how to balance rent optimization with tenant retention is essential for maximizing long-term returns. Today, I'm going to explain why rent increases are necessary and beneficial, how to determine appropriate rent increase amounts, timing strategies for rent increases, how to research market rents in your area, communication strategies that maintain positive tenant relationships, legal requirements and restrictions on rent increases, how to handle tenant pushback in negotiation, strategies for minimizing turnover risk, when to accept below market rent for tenant retention, and how to balance rent optimization with long-term profitability. By the end of this episode, you'll have a comprehensive framework for implementing rent increases that optimize income while maintaining high occupancy and tenant satisfaction. Let's start with why rent increases are necessary and beneficial. Many landlords, especially new investors, are uncomfortable raising rents on existing tenants. This discomfort often stems from not wanting to upset tenants or fear of causing them financial hardship. However, regular rent increases are both necessary and normal in rental property management. Reason 1. Operating costs often increase over time. Property taxes typically increase annually or periodically as assessments are updated. Insurance premiums often increase, sometimes significantly. Maintenance costs rise with inflation and as properties age. Utility costs increase if you pay utilities. HOA fees increase in properties with homeowners associations. If your rental income remains flat while expenses increase, your cash flow and profitability decline. Reason 2. Market rents may increase over time. Over long periods, rents have often trended upward in many markets, although local rental markets can also experience periods of flat or declining rents. If you don't increase rents to keep pace with the market when rents are rising, you fall further behind each year. The gap between your rent and market rent grows larger, making future increases more difficult. Reason 3. Rent increases may maintain property value. For income-producing properties valued using an income approach, below-market rents may reduce property value. Maintaining market-rate rents protects and enhances your property value. Reason 4. Gradual increases are easier than large catch-up increases. Small, regular rent increases are typically better tolerated by tenants than large increases after years of flat rent. A tenant who receives a $50 per month increase annually is less likely to move than a tenant who receives a $200 per month increase after 4 years of no increases. Reason 5. Rent increases are normal and expected. Most tenants understand that rents increase over time. Reasonable rent increases aligned with market conditions are generally accepted as normal business practice. Reason 6. Below market rents don't guarantee tenant retention. Some landlords keep rents below market, hoping to retain tenants indefinitely. However, tenants move for many reasons beyond rent. Job changes, family situations, desire for different housing, or life changes. Charging below market rent doesn't guarantee retention and sacrifices income unnecessarily. The key is implementing rent increases that are reasonable, justified by market conditions, and communicated professionally. Now let's talk about how to determine appropriate rent increase amounts. Rent increases should be based on market conditions, not arbitrary percentages or amounts. Method 1. Research current market rents. The most important factor in determining rent increases is understanding current market rents for comparable properties. Market rent is what similar properties in your area are currently renting for to new tenants. Research market rents by reviewing rental listings on platforms like Zillow, Apartments.com, Craigslist, and local rental sites. Talking to property managers and real estate agents who work in your market. Reviewing rental comparables from recent leases in your area. And using rental analysis tools and market reports. Compare properties with similar characteristics, including location and neighborhood, property type and size, number of bedrooms and bathrooms, condition and amenities, and age and features. If market rents for comparable properties are significantly higher than your current rent, you have room to increase rents. If market rents are similar to your current rent, smaller increases may be appropriate. If market rents have declined, you may need to maintain current rents or even reduce them in some cases, though this is less common. Method 2. Consider the gap between current rent and market rent. If your current rent is significantly below market, you may have justification for a larger increase. However, large increases carry higher risk of tenant turnover. Consider whether it's better to implement one larger increase or phase the increase over multiple years. For example, if your current rent is $1,500 per month and market rent is $1,800, you have a $300 gap. You might implement a $150 increase this year and another $150 increase next year, rather than a single $300 increase. This approach is often better tolerated by tenants while still bringing rent to market levels. Method 3. Consider local market conditions and trends. Are rents in your market increasing, stable, or declining? Strong rental markets with high demand and low vacancy may support larger increases. Weak markets with high vacancy may require more conservative increases. Consider recent trends. If rents have increased significantly in the past year, tenants may be more accepting of increases. Method 4. Consider your tenant's tenure and payment history. Long-term tenants with excellent payment history and property care may warrant more conservative increases to encourage retention. The cost of turnover may exceed the benefit of maximizing rent in the short term. Newer tenants or tenants with payment issues may be less critical to retain. Method 5. Consider your property's competitive position. How does your property compare to alternatives available to your tenant? If your property offers superior location, condition, or amenities, you may have more flexibility for increases. If your property is average or below average for the market, aggressive increases may prompt tenants to seek better alternatives. Method 6. Typical rent increase ranges. While increases should be based on market conditions rather than arbitrary percentages, annual rent increases in some markets might range from 3 to 5% in stable markets, 5 to 8% in appreciating markets, and 0 to 3% in declining or weak markets. These are broad examples rather than recommended targets and may not reflect every market. Actual appropriate increases depend on your specific market and property. In markets with rapid rent appreciation, increases may exceed these ranges while still being justified by market conditions. The goal is to bring your rent to market levels over time while minimizing turnover risk. Now let's talk about timing strategies for rent increases. When you implement rent increases matters as much as the amount. Timing consideration 1. Annual increases at lease renewal. The most common approach is implementing rent increases annually at lease renewal. This provides predictability for both landlord and tenant. Tenants know to expect an increase each year and can plan accordingly. Annual increases allow you to keep pace with market conditions and rising costs. Timing consideration 2. Avoid increases during difficult times. Consider timing increases to avoid periods when tenants may be under financial stress. For example, avoid increases immediately after holidays when tenants may have higher expenses. Consider local economic conditions. Avoid increases during periods of high unemployment or economic uncertainty if possible. Timing consideration 3. Provide adequate notice. Notice requirements vary significantly by state and locality, and many jurisdictions require advance written notice before a rent increase takes effect. Provide notice well in advance of the increase. 60 to 90 days is often appreciated, even if not legally required. This gives tenants time to adjust their budgets or make decisions about renewal. Timing consideration 4. Consider seasonal factors. In some markets, certain times of year are better for tenant retention. For example, some households with school-age children may be less likely to move during the school year. In markets with harsh winters, tenants may be less likely to move during winter months. Consider whether timing your increase to align with these factors might improve retention. Timing consideration 5. Don't delay increases indefinitely. Some landlords avoid raising rents for years, then face the need for large catch-up increases. This approach often results in tenant loss and leaves money on the table. It's generally better to implement smaller, regular increases than to delay and implement large increases later. Now let's talk about how to research market rents in your area. Accurate market rent data is essential for making informed decisions about rent increases. Research method 1. Online rental listings. Review current rental listings on major platforms including Zillow, Apartments.com, Rent.com, Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, and local rental websites. Filter for properties similar to yours in location, size, bedrooms, and condition. Note the asking rents for comparable properties. Keep in mind that asking rents may be slightly higher than actual rents if landlords negotiate, but they provide a good benchmark. Research method 2. Talk to property managers and agents. Property managers and real estate agents who work in your market have current knowledge of rental rates. Ask property managers what similar properties are renting for. Real estate agents with rental experience can provide market insights. If you use a property manager, they should provide market rent analysis. Research method 3. Review rental comparables. Some markets provide access to rental comparable data similar to sales comparables. This data shows actual rents for recently leased properties. Property management software and some real estate platforms provide rental comps. Research method 4. Use rental analysis tools. Several online tools provide rental estimates based on property characteristics and market data. Tools like Rentometer, RentRange, and Zillow Rent Zestimate provide estimates, though accuracy varies. Use these as one data point among several, not as your sole source. Research method 5. Monitor your own vacancy and demand. Your own experience provides valuable market feedback. If your properties rent quickly with multiple qualified applicants, you may have room to increase rents. If properties sit vacant for extended periods or generate few inquiries, your rents may already be at or above market. Research method 6. Join local landlord associations. Local landlord and real estate investor associations often share market data and insights. Networking with other landlords provides informal market intelligence. Conduct market research at least annually before implementing rent increases. Markets change, and last year's data may not reflect current conditions. Now let's talk about communication strategies that maintain positive tenant relationships. How you communicate rent increases significantly impacts tenant response and retention. Communication strategy 1. Provide written notice. Always provide rent increase notices in writing, even if you also discuss them verbally. Written notice provides documentation and ensures clarity. Use a formal rent increase notice that includes the current rent amount, the new rent amount, the effective date of the increase, and any other relevant information. Communication strategy 2. Provide adequate advance notice. Provide notice well in advance of the increase, 60 to 90 days is often appreciated even if your state requires less. Early notice demonstrates respect for your tenant and gives them time to plan. Communication strategy 3. Explain the reason for the increase. While not legally required, explaining the reason for increases can improve tenant understanding and acceptance. You might mention that property taxes have increased, insurance costs have risen, market rents have increased, or you've made improvements to the property. Keep explanations brief and professional. You don't need to justify every detail, but context helps. Communication strategy 4. Acknowledge the tenant relationship. If the tenant has been a good tenant, acknowledge this in your communication. For example, we appreciate you as a tenant and hope you'll choose to renew your lease. Due to increased operating costs and current market conditions, we're implementing a rent increase of $75 per month. This acknowledges the relationship while still implementing the necessary increase. Communication strategy 5. Maintain a professional, respectful tone. Rent increase notices should be professional and respectful, not apologetic or defensive. You're implementing a normal business decision, not doing something wrong. Avoid overly apologetic language like, "We're so sorry, but we have to raise your rent." Instead, use straightforward, professional language. Your rent will increase to X, effective Y date. Communication strategy 6. Provide options if appropriate. In some cases, you might offer options to tenants. For example, you might offer a smaller increase in exchange for a longer lease term. Or you might offer to phase the increase over 2 years. These options can improve retention while still achieving your income goals. Communication strategy 7. Be available for questions. Indicate that you're available to discuss the increase if the tenant has questions. Being accessible demonstrates respect and may help address concerns. Communication strategy 8. Follow up. If you don't receive a response to your rent increase notice, follow up to confirm the tenant received it and understands the terms. This ensures there are no surprises and gives you time to prepare for potential vacancy if the tenant decides not to renew. Professional, respectful communication significantly improves the likelihood of tenant acceptance and renewal. Now let's talk about legal requirements and restrictions on rent increases. Rent increase regulations vary significantly by state and locality. Legal consideration 1, notice requirements. Notice requirements vary significantly by state and locality, and many jurisdictions require advance written notice before a rent increase takes effect. Some states require longer notice periods for larger increases or longer-term tenancies. Research your state and local requirements and provide at least the minimum required notice. Legal consideration 2, timing restrictions. Some jurisdictions prohibit rent increases during the lease term unless the lease specifically allows for it. In most cases, rent increases are implemented at lease renewal, not mid-lease. If your lease includes provisions for mid-lease increases, ensure they comply with local law. Legal consideration 3. Rent control and rent stabilization. Some states and local jurisdictions have rent control or rent stabilization laws that limit rent increases. Rent control laws typically cap annual increases at a specific percentage or tie increases to inflation indices. If your property is subject to rent control, you must comply with applicable limits. Investors should verify whether their property is subject to these regulations. Legal consideration 4. Retaliatory rent increases. Federal and state laws prohibit retaliatory rent increases. You cannot increase rent in retaliation for a tenant exercising legal rights, such as requesting repairs, reporting code violations, or joining a tenant organization. Ensure your rent increases are based on legitimate business reasons and market conditions, not retaliation. Legal consideration 5. Discriminatory rent increases. Fair housing laws prohibit discriminatory rent increases based on protected characteristics including race, color, national origin, religion, sex, familial status, or disability. Rent increases must be applied consistently and based on legitimate business factors. Legal consideration 6. Local ordinances. Some cities and counties have specific ordinances regarding rent increases beyond state law. Research local requirements in your jurisdiction. Legal consideration 7. Lease terms. Review your lease agreement to understand any provisions related to rent increases. Some leases specify how and when rent can be increased. Ensure your increase complies with your lease terms. Consult with a local real estate attorney if you're unsure about legal requirements in your jurisdiction. Violating rent increase laws can result in penalties, legal liability, and damage to tenant relationships. Now let's talk about how to handle tenant pushback and negotiation. Not all tenants will accept rent increases without question. Some may push back, negotiate, or threaten to move. Scenario 1. Tenant says they can't afford the increase. If a tenant says they can't afford the increase, listen respectfully but remain firm if the increase is justified. You might say, "I understand rent increases can be challenging. The increase reflects current market rates for similar properties in the area. I hope you'll choose to renew, but I understand if you need to explore other options." You're not obligated to maintain below market rent because a tenant claims they can't afford an increase. However, if the tenant is excellent and the increase is aggressive, you might consider a smaller increase or phased approach. Scenario 2. Tenant says the increase is too high or unfair. If a tenant challenges the increase amount, be prepared to provide market data supporting your decision. You might say, "I understand your concern. I've researched current market rents for similar properties in our area, and comparable properties are renting for X to Y. The new rent of Z is in line with current market rates." Having data to support your increase demonstrates that it's based on market conditions, not arbitrary. Scenario 3. Tenant threatens to move. Some tenants may threaten to move in response to an increase. Don't immediately back down. Many tenants who threaten to move ultimately renew. You might say, "I understand if you need to explore other options. I hope you'll choose to stay, but I respect your decision. Please let me know your plans so I can prepare accordingly." This response is professional and non-confrontational, while not conceding the increase. If the tenant is excellent and you genuinely want to retain them, you might offer a compromise. "I'd really like to keep you as a tenant. Would a smaller increase of X work better for you?" However, only offer compromises if you're genuinely willing to accept them. Scenario 4. Tenant requests improvements in exchange for increase. Some tenants may accept an increase if you make requested improvements. If the improvements are reasonable and add value, this can be a win-win. For example, a tenant might accept a rent increase if you update appliances, add a dishwasher, or make other improvements they value. Evaluate whether the improvement cost is justified by the increased rent and improved tenant retention. Scenario 5. Tenant asks to negotiate. Some tenants may simply ask if the increase is negotiable. Decide in advance whether you're willing to negotiate and under what circumstances. You might be willing to accept a smaller increase for an excellent long-term tenant, but not for a newer tenant or one with issues. Be consistent in your approach to avoid fair housing concerns. The key is remaining professional, respectful, and firm when increases are supported by market conditions and consistent with your overall leasing strategy. Now let's talk about strategies for minimizing turnover risk. While some turnover is inevitable, several strategies can minimize the risk that rent increases cause tenant loss. Strategy 1. Implement smaller, regular increases rather than large periodic increases. Tenants typically tolerate small annual increases better than large increases after years of flat rent. A $50 annual increase is usually better accepted than a $200 increase after 4 years. Strategy 2. Maintain excellent property condition. Tenants are more likely to accept rent increases when they feel they're receiving good value. Well-maintained properties with responsive management justify higher rents and increases. If you're raising rent while neglecting maintenance, tenants are more likely to leave. Strategy 3. Provide excellent customer service. Responsive, professional management builds goodwill that can offset the negative impact of rent increases. Tenants who feel valued and respected are more likely to stay despite increases. Strategy 4. Time increases strategically. Consider tenant circumstances when timing increases. Some households with school-age children may be less likely to move during the school year. Avoid increases during times when moving is particularly inconvenient for your tenant, if possible. Strategy 5. Make improvements before or concurrent with increases. If you're implementing a significant increase, consider making property improvements that add value for the tenant. New appliances, fresh paint, updated fixtures, or other improvements can help justify increases and improve tenant satisfaction. Strategy 6. Offer lease renewal incentives. Consider offering small incentives for early lease renewal acceptance. For example, you might offer a $50 rent credit if the tenant commits to renewal within 30 days of receiving the increase notice. The cost of the incentive is typically much less than the cost of turnover. Strategy 7. Build relationships with tenants. Landlords who maintain positive professional relationships with tenants typically experience better retention. Regular communication, responsiveness, and treating tenants with respect builds loyalty. Strategy 8. Screen for quality tenants initially. Quality tenants who are financially stable and value stability are less likely to move over reasonable rent increases. Thorough initial screening improves long-term retention. Strategy 9. Keep rent at or near market levels consistently. If your rent is always at or near market levels, increases are typically smaller and more easily accepted. Tenants who are already paying market rent have less incentive to move because alternatives won't offer significant savings. Now let's talk about when to accept below market rent for tenant retention. While the general goal is maintaining market rate rents, there are situations where accepting below market rent may be justified. Situation 1. Excellent long-term tenant with perfect history. If you have a tenant who has been with you for many years, pays on time every month, maintains the property excellently, and causes no issues, the value of retention may exceed the cost of below market rent. Calculate the cost of turnover, vacancy loss, cleaning and repairs, marketing, screening, and risk of a worse tenant. If keeping an excellent tenant at slightly below market rent costs less than turnover, it may be the better financial decision. However, the gap should be modest. Significantly below market rent is rarely justified even for excellent tenants. Situation 2. Weak rental market with high vacancy. In markets with high vacancy and weak demand, pushing rent to market levels may result in extended vacancy. If market conditions are weak, maintaining current rent with a good tenant may be better than risking vacancy. Situation 3. Property has issues or deferred maintenance. If your property has issues that you haven't addressed, aggressive rent increases may not be justified. Tenants are less likely to accept increases when property condition is poor. Address property issues before implementing significant increases, or accept that below market rent may be appropriate given property condition. Situation 4. Tenant has experienced hardship. In rare cases, you might choose to maintain rent for a tenant experiencing temporary hardship, such as job loss or medical issues. This is a personal decision based on your relationship with the tenant and your financial situation. However, be cautious about setting precedents or creating fair housing concerns. If you make exceptions for one tenant, you may need to make similar exceptions for others in similar situations. Situation 5. Strategic positioning for future sale. If you're planning to sell the property soon, maintaining a good tenant at slightly below market rent may be preferable to vacancy. For some investors, an occupied property with a stable tenant may be more attractive than a vacant property, depending on the buyer and market. In most cases, however, market rate rents are appropriate and necessary for long-term profitability. Below market rents should be the exception, not the rule, and the gap should be modest. Now let's talk about how to balance rent optimization with long-term profitability. The goal isn't simply maximizing rent in the short term, it's maximizing long-term profitability. Principle 1. Consider total returns, not just rental income. Long-term profitability includes rental income, property appreciation, tax benefits, and equity building. Excessive focus on maximizing rent can increase turnover, which reduces overall returns. Balance rent optimization with retention to maximize total returns. Principle 2. Factor in turnover costs. Turnover typically costs 1 to 2 months of rent or more when you include vacancy loss, cleaning and repairs, marketing, screening, and administrative time. A rent increase that generates an extra $50 per month but causes turnover may actually reduce profitability. Calculate whether the increased income justifies the turnover risk. Principle 3. Value stability and predictability. Stable, long-term tenants provide predictable income and reduce management time and stress. This stability has value beyond just the rent amount. Extremely aggressive rent increases that maximize short-term income but create constant turnover may reduce long-term profitability and quality of life. Principle 4. Build a reputation for fairness. Long-term success is often supported by maintaining a good reputation and positive tenant relationships. Landlords who are known for fair, reasonable rent increases and good property management attract and retain better tenants. A reputation for aggressive rent increases and poor management makes it harder to attract quality tenants. Principle 5. Adapt to market conditions. In strong markets with high demand and low vacancy, you have more flexibility for rent increases. In weak markets, aggressive increases may backfire. Adapt your approach to current market conditions rather than applying a one-size-fits-all strategy. Principle 6. Focus on net operating income, not just gross income. Higher rent with frequent turnover may generate less net operating income than slightly lower rent with stable occupancy. Factor in all costs when evaluating rent strategies. The goal is maximizing long-term, risk-adjusted returns, not simply maximizing rent in isolation. Now let's talk about common mistakes with rent increases. Mistake 1. Never raising rents. Some landlords avoid raising rents for years, falling further behind market rates. This leaves money on the table and makes future increases more difficult. Regular, modest increases are better than delayed, large increases. Mistake 2. Implementing large increases after years of flat rent. Large catch-up increases after years of no increases often result in tenant loss. Smaller, regular increases are typically better tolerated. Mistake 3. Raising rents without researching market rates. Rent increases should be based on market data, not arbitrary percentages or amounts. Increases that exceed market rates risk unnecessary turnover. Increases below market rates leave money on the table. Mistake 4. Poor communication. Abrupt, poorly communicated rent increases damage tenant relationships. Professional, respectful communication with adequate notice improves acceptance. Mistake 5. Implementing increases mid-lease without proper provisions. In most cases, rent increases should occur at lease renewal, not mid-lease. Mid-lease increases without proper lease provisions may violate your lease agreement or local law. Mistake 6. Inconsistent application. Applying different rent increase policies to different tenants without legitimate business reasons can create fair housing concerns. Be consistent in your approach. Mistake 7. Backing down too quickly. Some landlords immediately reduce or eliminate increases when tenants push back. This trains tenants to always negotiate and may result in below-market rents. Stand firm on rent increases that are supported by market conditions and consistent with your overall leasing strategy. Mistake 8. Ignoring turnover costs. Focusing only on maximizing rent without considering turnover costs can reduce overall profitability. Factor in the full cost of turnover when evaluating rent strategies. Mistake 9. Neglecting property maintenance while raising rents. Raising rents while allowing property condition to decline creates tenant dissatisfaction and turnover. Maintain properties well to justify rent increases. Mistake 10. Not providing adequate notice. Insufficient notice violates legal requirements and damages tenant relationships. Provide at least the legally required notice and consider providing more. Let me close with this. Rent increases are a normal and necessary part of rental property management. Operating costs often increase over time, and market rents may increase over time depending on local supply, demand, and economic conditions. Rental income must keep pace to maintain profitability. The key is implementing increases strategically, in amounts justified by market conditions, at appropriate intervals, and with professional communication. Research market rents thoroughly to ensure your increases are supported by current market data. Provide adequate advance notice and communicate increases professionally and respectfully. Understand legal requirements in your jurisdiction and ensure compliance. Implement smaller, regular increases rather than large, periodic increases. Balance rent optimization with tenant retention by considering the full cost of turnover. Maintain excellent property condition and provide good customer service to justify increases and improve retention. Be prepared to handle tenant pushback professionally while remaining firm on increases that are justified. In some limited situations, accepting slightly below market rent for excellent long-term tenants may be justified, but this should be the exception rather than the rule. The goal is maximizing long-term profitability, not just short-term rental income. This requires balancing rent optimization with stability, tenant satisfaction, and turnover costs. With the right approach, you can increase rents to market levels while maintaining high occupancy and good tenant relationships. Tomorrow, we're exploring property management decisions, DIY versus hiring professional management, and how to protect cash flow regardless of which approach you choose. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.